I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. I was asked recently, what is the most important piece of equipment that you can take out on the ice? I had to think about it for a long time. I'll tell you why I had to think about it and what I finally came up with. But first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more. All surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states from Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
What is the most important piece of equipment you take out on the ice? I had that question posed to me recently, and I had to think about it, because I really have a hard time fishing without a sonar, but I could. Of course, you have to have an ice auger to get through the ice, but I've been known to go out before when my ice auger didn't start and slip into a few holes that have already been cut. Shelter is very nice, but there have been times when it's been decent enough for me to sit out on a bucket. And I started to think about it. What is absolutely one of the most important things that I take with me when I go ice fishing that I could not live without? And that was my boots. And I mean really good cold weather boots. I wouldn't even consider a pair of ice fishing boots that didn't have at least a minus 40 degree rating. Mine are minus 70 degrees. I've seen them that go to minus 90. So find that boot that gives you an extremely cold weather rating, and that's the one you want. Because when you're out on the ice, you can have all the best equipment in the world, but if you can't stay out there, it does you no good. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.